We're at the bottom of Cumbia's and Livia's, two lines from the bottom. So, Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, Hayomi betfila, Umayim shosis en al birkav, posek at sheyichlu hamayim, v'chuzer umispala. So the din is that if a person is in the middle of davening, and it turns out that he notices urine gets on his legs, so the halacha is he has to stop davening until the urine stops, and then he goes back to davening. So the Gemara says, Lehichon Chozer, where does he go back to? So Rav Chista Rav Hamnun, it's Machlokas. Chad Amar Chozer LaRosh, Chad Amar LaMakom Shapasach. So either he goes back to the beginning of Shmon Esrei, or from the place where he stopped. So the Gemara says, Lima Bahaka Miflege, Mar Savar Mshak, and Eligmar Eskula Chozer LaRosh, Mar Savar LaMakom Shapasach. So Lechora, what are they arguing about? If in a situation where a person had to stop for whatever reason in the middle of Shmon Esrei, he paused long enough that he could have finished the entire davening, does that mean that he has to now go back to start Shmon Esrei all over again? Or no, I can just go back to the place that I left off. So that's what they're arguing about. So Rav Ashi, no. Hayim Shah im lo shavi ba'ili. If that was true, if that was a machlokes, the Gemara should have said, not if the guy stopped for long enough, it should have said, if he didn't stop for long enough to finish Shmon Esrei, so then the machlokes is whether he has to go back to the beginning or not. So the Gemara says, you're right. Elo duchuli alma im shakitin ligmores kula chozer l'rosh. Everyone agrees that if the guy paused for long enough that he could have finished all of Shmona Esrei, he has to start all over again. V'hasam b'delo shakam if gemachulka says, what if the guy didn't pause for that long, only for a minute or two, where he could not have finished all of Shmona Esrei? What's the din? D'mar savar gavra duchuyahu v'ein roi v'ein tfilas utfila. D'mar savar gavra chaziyahu utfilas utfila. Machulka says, if a person has to go to the bathroom, is he allowed to daven in the first place? In other words, according to the first shita, he's a gavra duchuyah, meaning he's not even allowed to daven. So even if he only stopped for 2 minutes, his whole tefillah doesn't have a shame tefillah, and he has to start all over again. According to the other sheet, no, he's really ra'i to daven, and therefore he would simply go back to the place where he left off. Tan Rabbanan, Hanitzrach l'nekav al yispalel, v'im hispalel tefillah so to'eva. So a person who has to use the bathroom is not allowed to daven, and if he does, his tefillah is considered to be an abomination. Amar ezvid v'yitema Rav Yehuda, lo shanu ala she'eno yachol lishos ba'atmo. That's only true if you can't hold it in. Amar yachol lishos ba'atmo, tefillah so to'eva. But if you can hold it in for going to the bathroom, then your tefillah is a valid tefillah. The ad kama, how long do you have to hold it in for? So Amar sheshes ad parsa. So up to the distance of a parsa, so then you're allowed to daven. Ika demas li lo amas nisa. Some taught this statement regarding the following brisa. Pamed dvar mamurim kishen yachol amar alatzmo. If you can't hold it in, amar yachol amar alatzmo. Tefillah so tefillah. Yad kama amar zvir ad parsa. So again, same that shir of a parsa, then you're allowed to daven. Amram shu amar nachmini amram yonasad hanitzrach l'nekavav hareza lo yispala. So again, if you have to use the bathroom, you're allowed to daven. Why? Mishum shenemar hiko likras alokecha yisrael. Pasuk says in Sefer Amos that you have to prepare yourself for tila. So a person has to use the bathroom. He's obviously not ready to daven. The Amr Shomar Nachmini Amr Rabbi Yonasan Vaydich Siv says, Pasuk says in Koheles, Shmor Raglecha Kasher Teilecha Beisa Elokim. So what does that Pasuk mean? Shmor Atzmecha Shalo Sechta. So guard yourself to not sin. V'im Sechta. And if you do sin, Havei Karban Lefanai. So the Hashem says, bring a Karban as a Kapara. Then the Pasuk continues, says, V'karov Lishmo. What does that mean? Amr Rava, Havei Karov Lishmo Devrei Chachamim. You should always listen to the words of the Chachamim. Shem Chotem Mevin Karban Vosim Tshuva. Because if you sin, you're going to have to bring a karban and you're going to have to do tshuva. So the pasuk continues in Kohelis, it says, "Mites haksilim zavach," and don't bring a karban like the fools. What does that mean? "Al take haksilim shachotem umevim karban ve'ein osim tshuva." Don't be like the fools who just bring karbanos but they don't actually do tshuva. Because the pasuk finishes off, "Ki einam yodeim la'asos ra." It says that they don't know how to do evil. So the Gemara asks, "Yachi tzadikim ninu?" If they don't know how to do evil, that means that these people are righteous. So the Gemara says, "No." "El al take haksilim shachotem umevim karban ve'einam yodeim imal hatova him mevim." Don't be like the fools who bring karbanos, but they don't know if they're bringing the karban for something good or for something bad. These people don't know the difference between what's good and what's bad, and they're bringing a karban, so that's not an appropriate way to bring a karban. Rav Ashi v'tem Rav Chanina bar Papa Amar Shemor nekavecha b'shashat omei b'tefillah lefanai. The pasuk means to make sure that you've gone to the bathroom before tefillah. Tan Rabbanan. If you have to go to the bathroom, so you have to remove your tefillin from a distance of 4 amos before you get into the bathroom, and then enter. So that's only true when it comes to what's called a Bisa Kise Kavua. In other words, a bathroom which is a regular permanent bathroom. Well, let's say it's a Bisa Kise Arai, it's a temporary bathroom. It's like one of those, like, you know, porta johns they put up. It's a temporary bathroom. So then the halacha is that you take off your tefillin and use the bathroom right away. When you leave the bathroom, then you have to distance yourself 4 hours from the bathroom and then put the tefillin back on. maso beis hakisa kavu. Because once you use the bathroom once, you've now made it into a beis hakisa kavu. Before a bathroom has ever been used, it has the status of a beis hakisa arai. Once you've used it for the first time, it now becomes a beis hakisa kavu. So when I enter the bathroom for the first time, I get my tefillin off right before I walk in. But once I leave the bathroom after using it, I have to distance myself 4 amos before taking my tefillin off. So the one asks, Ibai Elohu, Ma'ushi Yikadis Adam Batilim and Esakise Kavua Lahashtin Mai. Can a person enter a regular, normal bathroom to urinate? I mean, the previous Gemara was talking about defecation. Now we're talking about, can I enter a regular bathroom with fill-in in order to urinate? So the Gemara says, Ravina Shari, Ravada Barmasta Asr. So it's Machlokes, Machlokes. So the Gemara says, Asu Shailuha Lirava. They went and they asked Rava about this. Amr Luhu Asr. Why? Because Chayshira Shema Yifne Bahem, Amrila Shema Yafiach Bahem. The Chashad was, either you may come to defecate with your tefillin on, or you may come to flatulate with your tefillin on. On, and both of those things are problematic. Tani idach, hanichnas lebeis hakisei kavua, cholitz tefila berachuk dal ramos, umanichan bachalon hasamach lerushus harabim v'nichnas. So when you're entering a regular bathroom, take your tefillin off when you're 4 amos away, put the tefillin by the windowsill next to the bathroom, or sorry, next to the rushus harabim, and then enter the bathroom. L'cheshehu yotzei, when you leave the bathroom, that you distance yourself 4 hours and put the tefillin back on, that's Beishamay Shita. Beisil says, no, hold the tefillin in your hand and walk into the bathroom. Rabbi Akiva Omer Ochazan Bevigdo V'nechnas. He says, no, grab the tefillin in your clothing and walk in. So the one asks, Bevigdo Saga Daidach, Zimnin Mishalil Huvanafli. But if I hold my tefillin in my clothing, so my tefillin may fall out of my clothing. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela'ima Ochazan Bevigdo Ubi Ado V'nechnas. In other words, means put it on in your clothing, put your hand underneath your clothing and hold on to the tefillin through your shirt or through your clothing. Then the Gemara says, "Umanicha mechorin hasmuch el beis hakisa." You should put the tefillin in one of the cracks, one of the holes that's next to the bathroom. The lo yanichim mechorin hasmuch el rishus harabim, but don't put it near a hole that's near the rishus harabim. Shema yitlu osam over a drachim v'yavo lidei chashad, because we're afraid that one of the passerby will take your tefillin, and a person, if that happens, is going to be suspected of committing znus. How do we know that? There was a certain talmud who left his tefillin in one of those holes that was facing the rishus harabim. Ubas zona achas unetalasan, and this a certain a prostitute came and took the tefillin. Ubas the base hamedrash, she comes to the base hamedrash va'amra, she says, reum anasam liptoni b'schari, see what this guy gave me as wages for hiring me for my services for having relations. And obviously she was making up a story. But kevet shashama usam talmud kach, when the talmud heard this about himself, ala rosh hagag v'naf alnis, he went up to the roof and he fell off and died. He killed himself. But usa shayis kinu shehe ochazam bevigdo v'yado v'nechas. So chacham made a takara at that point that you have to enter the bathroom with your tefillin, you have to hold them in your hand or in the beged, so this way this kind of thing doesn't happen. Tana rabbanan, but rishon ha'yom manich et tefillin b'chorin ha'smuchem l'beis hakisei. So initially they used to leave the tefillin and the holes that were near the bathroom. But what happened? Ubayin achbarim v'not l'nosan. But the mice would come and they would take the tefillin. Then what happened is kirshi hu manich et osan b'chalon osas b'chos l'rishus harabim. So then they said, okay, let's put it by the windows that are near rishus harabim. Problem was ubayin over a drach v'not l'nosan. Now the passerbys are going to take the tefillin. So what happened is kinu chayeh ochsam yadav v'nechas. So they said, okay, so just hold on to your tefillin and walk into the bathroom holding your tefillin. Amar Rabbi Meisha b'reid Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Halacha golan kibin sefer va'ochazan biyamino kineged dibul. Halacha is if you're entering the bathroom, you have to roll out the ritzus, the straps of the tefillin, like a sefer Torah, and you hold them in your right hand opposite your heart. Amar Rav Yosef bar Manumi, Amar Rav Nachman uvulvad shalot tehei ritzua yotzeis mitachas yado tefach. That's provided that the ritzua doesn't come out at least a tefach from your hand, meaning to say you have to fold up the ritzua and keep it inside of your hand when you're walking into the bathroom. Amar Rav Yaakov bar Acha, Amar Rav Zira lo shanu elashiyish shehus biyom alavsha. That's provided that there's time in the day to still wear your tefillin after you come out of the bathroom. There's no time left in the day. Let's say it's almost shkia. There's no time left in the day to put your tefillin on. So then you have to make it the tefillin into like a pouch of sorts. You have to make a pouch that's a tefach and put the tefillin inside of that pouch. You can't just hold it in your hand. So when you go in during the daytime, then you roll out the ritzu, so put them in your hand. When you go in at nighttime, so you have to make this pouch and put the tefillin in the pouch. That's only true if, let's say, for example, I have a tefillin case that's normally used to cover my tefillin. But if I have a different sort of a kli that's never used as a tefillin case, let's say I found a plastic bag or something else that's not generally used to cover tefillin, so then it doesn't even have to be a tefach. It can even be less than a tefach, and that would be a valid covering. The reason why by a regular tefillin covering, you need a tefach is because a lot of times if I have a regular covering on my tefillin, like the thing we put on the shalyad, so that looks like it's part of the tefillin. So you need to have a heker to make it clear that this is something distinct from the tefillin. So it has to be at least a tefach apart from the tefillin. But if it's something which is clearly not part of the tefillin, it has nothing to do with the tefillin, it's just a plastic bag, so even less than a tefach would be okay. So the Gemara says, Amar Marzutra v'yitei Maravash, yitei, then it says, I'll prove to you that this is true. The din is that we know that let's say a person is inside of a tent with a dead body, so the halacha is that person becomes tameh along with a dead body. But there are ways to prevent the tuma from spreading. So one of the ways to prevent tuma from spreading is if you have what's called a kli cheres, you have an earthenware kli that's mukaf tsamin pasul, meaning that there's a cover fastened on the kli that will prevent the tuma from spreading, because the din is that a kli cheres itself is not going to become tameh through the ol. So therefore, anything which itself doesn't become tameh prevents tuma from spreading. So therefore, the kli cheres will prevent tuma from spreading. And that's true even if it's less than a tefach. So you see that in this case also, you could have the kli covering the tefillin even if it's less than a tefach. So Amar Rabba Bar Barchana, ki hava zlina basreid Rabbi Yochanan, when I followed Rabbi Yochanan, so ki hava boi lemeil beis hakisa, when he wanted to enter the bathroom, so ki hava nukit sefer da agarata hava yohevlan, when he was holding a sefer of agarata, so he would give us the sefer before walking into the bathroom, but ki hava nukit tefillin, lo hava yohevlan, but if he's holding tefillin, he wouldn't give it to us, meaning he would walk into the bathroom with his tefillin. So Amar, he said, ho visharnu rabbanan nanatran, since the rabbanan permitted us to take tefillin to the bathroom, so therefore it's going to be a form of shmira for me, it's going to be a form of protection from demons and things like that to keep my tefillin with me. On my Rava, Rav Nachman, again, he would give us the sefer before entering the bathroom, but he said that since the Rabbanan permitted it, so therefore he says it's going to be a form of shmira for me to enter the bathroom with my tefillin. Tan Rabbanan, lo yochaz adam tefillin biyado v'sefer Torah b'zero ovi yispalel. A person is not allowed to hold on to his tefillin in his hand or a sefer Torah in his forearm and daven. V'lo yashtin b'hem mayim, nor can you urinate while holding a Torah or wearing tefillin. V'lo yishin b'hem, and you can't sleep in them. Lo shein as kevel, lo shein as arai, neither a nap nor a regular sleep. Amar Shmuel, sakin umaus uka'ara v'kikar hare'elu kayote b'hem. The same would be true if a person is holding a knife, money, a plate, or a loaf of bread. All these dinam are true, meaning to say, by a knife, we're afraid you're going to drop it and hurt yourself, so therefore you're not going to focus properly during davening. By money, we're afraid you're going to be distracted by the money, right? All these things, by a plate, maybe it's going to shatter. By the bread, you're going to be distracted by the food. So all these cases, you're not allowed to daven with these things. Amar Rav, Amar Rav Sheshes, leis hilchsa ki hamas nisa de Beis Shammai. We don't pass about that braisa, because that braisa is like Beis Shammai. To e Beis Hillel, because if this was like Beis Hillel, hashta Beis Hakisei kavua sharei Beis Hakisei arai bibaya. If a Beis Hakisei, if it's better for me to walk in with my tefillin into a regular bathroom, so kal vachomer to walk into a Beis Hakisei arai, a temporary bathroom to urinate, let's say for example, would for sure be mutter. So the Gemara says, meisve dvarim shehitarti lochakan asarti lochakan. My lav tefillin. So Brisa says that something which I permitted to you in a Beis HaKisei Kavua, I forbade to you in a Beis HaKisei Arai. So the Gemara says, isn't that referring to tefillin? In other words, Beis Hillel says that you have to grab onto your tefillin when you walk into a Beis HaKisei Kavua, and it's going to be usher to urinate in them. So the Gemara says, Iyamar Bishlama Beis Hillel Hitarti Lachakan Kavua Asarti Lachakan Beis HaKisei Arai. So according to Beis Hillel, makes sense. In other words, he permitted to walk in with tefillin into a Beis HaKisei Kavua, but not into a Beis HaKisei Arai. But El Iyamar Beis Shammai Halo Sharu Velomidi, which I mean was never matter anything. He was never about even to walk into a Beis HaKisei Kavua with tefillin on. So the Gemara says, no, Kitanya Hahi, Le'inyan Tefachu Tfachai. That's talking about a person uncovering themselves when they go to the bathroom. The Tanicha, the one Brisa says, Kishihu Nifne Megalala Acharav Tefach Ulafanav Tfachai. Let's say a person has to use the bathroom, he has to defecate. So the question is, how far are you supposed to pull your pants down when you go to the bathroom? So the Gemara says, when it comes to pulling your pants down from the back, so you're only supposed to pull down a Tefach, but from the front, you can pull down two Tfach. That's one Brisa. The Tani Yidach, La Acharav Tefach Ulafanav Veloklam. No, you can pull down a Tefach in the back, but in the front, you can't pull down at all. So my lav, Idivish, Velokasha, Kamli Gedolim, Kamli Tav, so Lachora, these Brises are both talking about men who are using the bathroom, and one is talking about a man who's defecating. That's what Gedolim refers to, and Ketanim is a person who's urinating. If a person's urinating, so then obviously he has to pull down his pants in the front also. If he's defecating, so then seemingly he wouldn't have to. So the Gemara asks, one second, the Sispera ibiktanim la'achar of tefach lamali. If the guy is urinating, so why does he pull his pants down from the back? You only have to pull his pants down from the front. So the Gemara says, you're right, we're talking about defecation, velokasha. We're distinguishing between a man and a woman using the bathroom. So the Gemara says, one second, if that's true, hadikatani ala zehu kalva chomer shein alav tshuva, my ain alav tshuva. So in other words, we'll see this Gemara coming up a little later on. Gemara talks about an example of what's called a kalvachomer she'inal of tshuva. The Gemara wants to prove from a kalvachomer that there's no possible way to refute such a kal v'chomer. And again, we'll see in the Gemara later on Chavav, I believe, what the context of this kal v'chomer is exactly. But again, we're talking about the question of whether you can walk into a bais hakiseh kavur with tefillin on. So the Gemara says, what exactly is the context of this kal v'chomer? So the Gemara says that's the norm. In other words, we're likely to quote this type of kal v'chomer, and that's what Rashi explains here. He says that it's normal for a man to uncover himself, completely when he uses the bathroom, but as opposed to a woman where it's not. So the Gemara says, El alav tefillin utiyuf. So presumably then, this Gemara has nothing to do with how much you're allowed to uncover yourself in the bathroom, but rather has to do with whether I can walk into the bathroom with tefillin. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshes tiyufta, yikol makom, Amar Rav Sheshes tiyufta, yikol makom kashi. He says, but even though it's a refutation to Rava, we still have a problem. Hashta b'sakise kavua shari, b'sakise arei lakoshik. In other words, what was the Gemara's having? What was the svara? How could it be that to mutter to walk into a b'sakise kavua, which is a much higher level bathroom, with my tefillin, and yet a b'sakise arei, which is a much lower level bathroom, it's going to be usher? How does that make any sense? So the Gemara says, no, hachi kamar. Pisa kise kavua, delika nitzotzos shari. Pisa kise arai, delika nitzotzos asher. The difference is the following. When it comes to a regular bathroom, so the assumption is, if I'm only using that bathroom specifically for the purposes of defecating, you're not going to have droplets of urine all over the bathroom. But if I'm using a temporary bathroom where it's normal to urinate in there, so then there's a chashad that there's going to be urine, there are going to be droplets of urine all over the place, and therefore it'll be problematic to walk in with tefillin. So as much as yachi, am I edel of tshuva? Tshuva mal yasi. That's a great refutation to the kal v'chomer. You could say that I'll tell you exactly why you can't walk into a bisa kisi arai with film, because there are going to be droplets of urine all over the place. So the Gemara says, no hachi kamar. Hamilsa teisei la betoras taima, falo teisei la bekal v'chomer. Diyasi betoras kal v'chomer, zel kal v'chomer she'en alav tshuva. The Gemara says, no, no. That really, this kal v'chomer, which again, we'll speak about more in a couple of daf, this kal v'chomer is not being brought as a kal v'chomer, it's being brought as a svara. Meaning the Gemara is making this distinction between a bisa kisei kavu and a bisa kisei arai based on the svara that in a bisa kisei kavu you're more likely to find droplets of urine. It's not a real kal v'chomer, because if it was a real kal v'chomer, then in a chanami there wouldn't be a good refutation to that kal v'chomer. Versus Tana Rabbanan, Harotzali kanis lasudas keva. If a person wants to go to a big meal, so mahalei chasara pa'amim dalet amos, or dalet pa'amim yud amos, v'yifna v'achar kach nifna. So let's say the person is constipated and he wants to go to the meal, but he has to use the bathroom. So what should he do? So either he should walk 10 times 4 amos, or 4 times 10 amos, and then he should use the bathroom and then go to the meal. Amrav Yitzchak, hanichnas lasudas keva, choletz tefillah v'achar kach nifna. If you're going to a fancy meal, a big meal, so first take your tefillin off and then go into the meal. Upliged Rabbi Chia, the Amar Rabbi Chia, manichan al shulchano. Right, so he said, manichan al shulchano v'chein hadrulot. So Rabbi Chia says that it's actually a hider to take your tefillin and put them on the table in the place that you're going to eat. The ad imas. So in other words, up until what point do we assume that you should be wearing the tefillin when you walk into the meal? So Amar Nachman bar Yitzchak ad zman bracha. In other words, until the latest time that you can recite the bracha tefillin, meaning to say, basically for the entire course of the day, that's you should be taking your tefillin in with you to the suda and taking them off and putting them on the table. Tanicha, that's so adam tefillah. So one brisa says that if a person wraps his tefillin with money inside of the tefillin case and tefillin pouch, and one brisa says, no, that's actually usher to do this. One says, lo kashya, hada azmine, hada lo azmine. It depends whether your tefillin case has been designated as a tefillin case. Damar of chista, hasudra the tefillin, da azmine, lemeitzar be tefillin, tzar be tefillin. Usher lemeitzar be Pshite. So let's say, for example, I have a tefillin case, right, and I designated it to wrap my tefillin, to put my tefillin in it. So the halacha is that once I've actually put my tefillin in that case for the first time, it's now asur lemeitzar be pshite. I cannot put money inside of that case. But azmenei v'lo tzarbei, or tzarbei v'lo azmenei, shari lemeitzar be susi. But if I only designated it, but I never put tefillin in yet, or if I put it in tefillin, but I never designated it yet, so then it would be mutter to put money inside of that pouch. I ask the Gemara, "Labaya d'amar hazmana milsehi azmenei afagav nelo tzarbei tzarbei I azmenei asir ilo azmenei lo." But according to Abaye says, right, there's a famous machlokas which appears in Sanhedrin and in Megillah about the question about whether hazmana milsehi. In other words, if I simply designate something without actually doing anything, does that change the status of something? So according to Abaye, it does. To simply designate this as a tefillin bag makes it a tefillin bag. So according to Abaye, the second I designate it, even if I never once put tefillin in it, it's going to be usher to put money inside of that pouch. So the Gemara says, what's the din? Can I put my tefillin underneath my pillow when I go to sleep at night? So obviously you can't put it under your feet, because that's a bizarre to the tefillin. What about putting it underneath your head? You can put your tefillin under your head even if you're sleeping in the same bed as your wife. So the Gemara asks, "Meisvei lo yaniach adam tefilah tachas maragelosam mishan knowing lohem derech bizayon ava manicha tachas marashosav." So you can't put it by your legs, but you can put it under your head. V'em ha'isa ishto imo aser. But if your wife is with you in the bed, so then you can't. But then the Gemara says, "Hayamakom shagavoa gimel tefachim or namafu tefachim mutter." But if there's an, if the tefillin are three tefachim below or above the bed, so then it's okay. The Gemara says, "Tiyof to the Shmuel tiyof." So this is again Shmuel, because Shmuel just told me that even if you're with your wife in your bed, you're allowed to put your tefillin under your pillow, and now we're saying that you can't. So the Gemara says, "Amarava no afagav the sanya tiyof to the Shmuel hilchsa kvase." Even though we refuted Shmuel misvara, we still paskin like Shmuel. That in other words, the din is that you're allowed to put your tefillin under your pillow, even if you're sleeping in the bed with your wife. So the Gemara asks, "My taima kol linturinu tfei adif," because the more you're protecting your tefillin, that's better than any potential bizayin that will happen to your tefillin. So in other words, your tefillin are right under your head; they're not going anywhere. So it's better to guard your tefillin even at the expense of a bizayin. So the Gemara asks, "Vehicha manachlu," where exactly should you put your tefillin? So Amar Rav Yirmiyah ben Kar lekeses shalokin agen roshim, meaning if you put it directly under your head, you're probably going to crush your tefillin. So it means you should put it off to the side under the pillow, but not directly under your head. So the Gemara says, "Va'atani Rabbi Chiya manicha mekova ta'achas marashosa." But did Rabbi Chiya say to put it in their pouch right underneath your head? So the Gemara says, "Demapik le lemorsha dekova lebar." It means that the edge of the tefillin case is like sticking out of the side of the pillow, but now that you're actually supposed to put the tefillin directly underneath your head. Versus Bar Kapara, Tsayir Luhu Bekilta Umapik Lemorshon Labar. So Bar Kapara used to have some sort of a curtain that he would put around his bed, and he would put his tefillin right outside of that curtain. Rav Shisha Bered Ravidi Manach Luhu Asher Shifa Uparis Sudra Ilavayu. He would put his tefillin on a bench, and he would wrap some sort of a curtain also around the tefillin. Amar Rav Hamnuna Bered Ravyu. Save Zimna Chad Avaka Imna Kameh Rava. I was standing in front of Rava. Amar Li said to me, "Zil, I see the tefillin. Go bring me my tefillin." Ashkach Tinu Ben Kar Lekesta Shelo Kenegad Rosho. And I found his tefillin underneath his pillow, not directly underneath where his head was. V'Hava Yadana Diyom Tefila Hava. And I realized that it was the day of Tevila. In other words, that was the day that his wife was going to the mikvah after being a nida. In other words, meaning to say that they had relations the previous night. In other words, and that conforms with Shmuel Shita, that you're allowed to have your tefillin underneath your pillow, even if your wife is with you in the bed. The Gemara says, "Ula akburan halacha lemaisa huda abad." And the reason why he's telling us this is to teach you a din halacha lemaisa, that we paskin, that even though we said before in the Gemara that we refuted Shmuel misvara, but we paskin like Shmuel, you keep your tefillin under your pillow, even when your wife is with you in the bed. But, so the Gemara says, So again, there's a little bit of context to understand what this question is. The Gemara style is two people are sleeping in a bed. Now, the times of the Gemara, people generally did not sleep with clothes on when they went to sleep at night. And the assumption here is that there are two men sleeping in the same bed. So the question is, can they turn their faces away and say Kriyashma? The din is, as we see in the Gemara coming up, you're not allowed to say Kriyashma in front of Erva. But what's the din? Can they turn their faces away and say Kriyashma themselves without looking at the other one? So Amar Lei Hachi Amar Shmuel Vafilu Lishtoyim. Shmuel says even if your wife is with you in the bed, you're allowed to say Kriya Shema. So therefore, Bechora, it should be mutter to say Shema. So the Gemara says, one second. Maskef Rav Yosef Ishto Velomi Baya Acher Adar Abba Ishto Kegufo Acher Lav Kegufo. He says you want to tell me that if it's mutter with your wife in the bed, so Kavachomer for another person, says no Fakir. He says we know that the claw of Ishto Kegufo, that your wife is like you. So therefore, for your wife, if it's you and your wife in the bed, so then it's an Echanam, it'll be mutter to say Kriya Shema. But who says that if it's another person, it's going to be mutter? So the Gemara says, "Meisvei shnayim sheyeshenu b'mita achas zeh machzor panav v'korei v'zeh machzor panav v'korei." So if there are two people in the bed, so then they have to turn their faces away and say Kriya Shema. Yatanya achariti, another brisa says, "Hayoshen b'mita ubanav u'mnei beso b'tzido hareza lo yikra Kriya Shema ela imken ha'isa talis mafsekes b'nei." So let's say a person is sleeping in bed, and his children and his grandchildren, whatever his household is with on the side, they're next to the bed, so you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema unless there's some sort of a curtain or a partition or a talis separating between you and them. But if they're little kids, so then again, because the assumption here is that everyone is sleeping without clothing on. But if they're very little kids, so then that's not considered to be erva. If they're 1-2 years old, then it'll be okay. So Bishlam Rav Yosef Lokasha Habishto Habacher. So according to Rav Yosef, it makes sense. Here we're talking about your wife, where it would be mutter, whereas opposed to another person, where it would be problematic. But El Shmuel Kasha, according to Shmuel, that it's mutter with everyone, with your wife Kavachomer with another person. So why is it usher to say Kriya Shema when your kids and when your household who are not katanim are there? So Amar Lacha Shmuel, he says, what do you mean? The Rav Yosef Minecha, but does this Gemara make any sense? According to Rav Yosef, also the Hasanya, Hanya Yeshu Bemita, Ubanavu Maybe So Bemita, Lo Yekar Kriya Shema Alim Ken Haisa Talisa Mafsekas Beinayan. We said that you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema if your household, if your family is with you in the same room, unless there's some sort of a palace separating between you and them. So Alamayas Lachalim, what are you going to say? Ishtol Rav Yosef Tanoihi, Dinami Tanoihi. So really, the status of Ishto, in other words, of whether you're allowed to say Kriya Shema when your wife is in bed with you, that's a Machlokas Tanoim. So therefore, it's not clear Lahalacha what the din should be, but Shmuel clearly assumes Lahalacha that it's mutter. Amar Marzer Machzer Panav Kore Kriya Shema. So we said, head, that one guy should turn away and he should say Kriya Shema. So asks the Gemara, Fehaika Agavos, but he's facing the other person's buttock, so therefore it should still be usher to say Kriya Shema anyway. Why is that not called Erevah? Meaning he's turned away from the eater, but he's still facing his backside. So the Gemara says, Mesayeli le Rav Huna, Dam Rav Huna, Agavos e Bahem Mishram Erevah. He says, no, because the fat facing the backside of a person is not called Erevah. So the Gemara asks, the Gemara says, Lele Mesayeli le Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Yusha Yosheves, the Kotzalach Alasa Aruma, the Penesha Yechol Alachasos Paneha Bekarka Avalohaish. So let's say in the following situation, a woman wants to, you know, make dough, but she's not dressed, she's not wearing clothing. So the din is she can sit on the floor and she could knead the dough even when she's not dressed, because she's able to cover up her erva in the ground. As opposed to a man can't cover up his erva, because the fear is that even if he can cover up the front of his body, the back of his body is still concealed. So this Gemara implies that even the backside of a person is considered to be erva. So the Gemara says, no, Tirgumar Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Shahayu Paneha Tochos Bakarka. The case was where you're facing, in other words, you're literally facing and you're stuck to the ground. So in that case, the assumption is that since you're facing the ground, so therefore that's why there's not going to be a chashad of erva. But in a normal situation, the backside would also be considered an issue of erva. Amar Mar, im hayu banav uvnei besok tanim mutar. He said that if you have little kids there, so then even if they're not dressed, you're allowed to say Kriya Shema. So what's the outcome? How little is little? Amar chista tinok es bas shaloshanim biyom echad, v'tinok b'teshen of yom echad. So for a girl, it's under the age of 3, and for a boy, it's under the age of 9. Ikadam, right? Tinok es bas yidal shan of yom echad, v'tinok ben shtem esrei shan of yom echad. Some say it depends on bar bas mitzvah, meaning if it's under 11 or under 12, so then it's going to be mutar. The Gemara says, idi v'idi, ad kidei shadayim nechodu sarich tzibech. Both of these opinions, they both agree to the basic idea that it's all about when the kids reach physical maturity. Right? Shadayim nechodu means that their breasts have developed and they've started to grow hairs. So at that point already, that's when we assume that they're mature. Again, whether that's 3 and 9 or whether that's 11 and 12, but at that point, you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema in front of them if they're not dressed. Amar Rav Kahana Rav Ashi, Hasam Amar Rava, Afal Gav Detiyuf to Deshuel, Hilchsa Kvasayu Deshuel. So we said earlier in the Gemara that even though we refuted Shmuel, but we still paskin like it. So Hachamai, what's it? In other words, that was true when it comes to tefillin. By tefillin, we said that even though we rejected Shmuel, but we pass like him, that even if your wife is in the bed with you, you can have your tefillin under your head. But what about by Kriya Shema? So Amar Lei, Atu Kulu Bechadam Achtam Achtin. We think that everything is just the same thing, just because we pass like Shmuel here, pass like Shmuel by Kriya Shema. Also, he says Lav Davka, we pass like Shmuel here. So Ela Hicha De Idmar Hicha De Lo Idmar Lo Idmar. Meaning only when the Gemara says Beferish, we pass like Shmuel. So the Gemara only says that Beferish in the context of tefillin, not by Kriya Shema. Amar Lei, Rabbi Lei, Papa. Seir yotze bevigdo mahu kara aleha seir seir. So the Gemara asks, what's the din if let's say the wife's hair is sticking out, let's say from the baguette? So as we see the Gemara coming up in a second, so hair is considered to be an issue of error. That's why women have to cover their hair in general, right? So what if a couple of hairs are sticking out of a baguette? Was that going to be a problem? So the Gemara says, no, that's seir seir. Seir seir just means like it's meaningless. So if a couple of hairs are sticking out, you could still say Kriya Shema in front of that. So the Gemara says, Amrav Yitzchak tefach biisha erva. So if a woman uncovers a tefach of her body, and parts of the body that are meant to be covered, so that's considered erva, and you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema in front of that. So the Gemara asks, Lemai, what does that refer to? If that means that you can't look at that area, so in Chumash, when the Torah talks about how Klai Yisrael conquered Midian and took a lot of their spoils, so the Pesukim list various forms of jewelry that they took, and it lists jewelry that women used to wear on the outside, like bracelets and necklaces, as well as jewelry that they used to put on the inner parts of their body. One of the things was called it was called the kumas, right? The kumas was this sort of golden ring they used to put inside of their uterus, and that was considered to be one of the forms of jewelry that took also. So why does the Torah list the regular jewelry with these kinds of jewelry also? So the verse says, Lomar Chai teaches you, Kol Mistakel Be'etzbak Tana Shel Isha Kilo Mistakel Bim Kol Matoref. If you gaze with intent for, you know, inappropriate pleasure at even the small finger of a woman, it's as if you're looking at her Makom Ha'erva. So clearly, it's not this din of Tefach B'Isha Erva, it's not about Histaklus. Histaklus is us, or even for less than a tefach of erva. So the Gemara says, you're right, Ella be'ishto l'kriya shema. Must be, it's talking about in terms of your wife. So again, obviously there's no issue of histaklus for one's wife, but in terms of not saying kriya shema, so that's considered to be an objective erva. So even though you're allowed to look at your wife, even for more than a tefach, but you're not allowed to say kriya shema in front of that erva. Amrav chista, shok be'isha erva, that if a woman's thigh is uncovered, that's also erva. Shenemar, gali shok avrina haros, uchsiv, tagel erva secha, v'gam terecher pasach. So in other words, it means that your erva has been uncovered and they see your shame. Amar Shmuel Kol Yisheir, right? A woman's voice is considered Erev Hashemar. Ki Kolei Charevu Marechin Avad Shir Hashirim. It describes, right, that a woman has a beautiful voice and has a beautiful appearance. Amar Rav Sheshes Seir Yisheir Erev Hashemar Sarich Keider Ha'izim. Right, a woman's hair is also considered to be a form of Erev. And again, the Nafkamina for all these things is that you can't say Kriya Shema in front of these things. Amar Chanina Ani Reisias Rebbe Shetalat Filav. I saw that Rebbe used to hang his tefillin. He used to hang his tefillin on a peg. So Gemara asks, "Meisvei hatolat tefillah v'yistu lo chayav." But the Gemara says that if you hang your tefillin, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to hang your life. In other words, he's going to end your life early. So it's not a good thing. So the Gemara says, "Dorshei reshuma, dorshei chamura samru." So the people who used to give these drushes, these like fancy drushes, they used to say. The pasuk says in Parshas Kisavo the tochacha v'hayu chayecha teluim lachami neged. That the pasuk says that your life is going to be hanging in front of your eyes. So what does that mean? That hatolat tefillah. That refers to a person who says tefillah. So how could Rebbe possibly hang his tefillin on a peg? Lo kashya habiritzua. It depends where you're hanging them. If you're hanging them by the strap, so then that's okay. But if you're hanging them by the actual bias of the tefillin, so that's going to be a problem. Or maybe you could say that it's us either way. But Rebbe hang his tefillin in a tefillin bag. I mean, he didn't hang the tefillin itself. He hung his tefillin bag on a peg. That's okay. So the Gemara says, "Yachi ma'ala member." So obviously it's okay. What's the chiddush? Of course you can hang your tefillin bag on a peg. So the Gemara says, "Ma'u tibay hanach." Can say for Torah, kamash malon. One could have argued that you require to actually spread out your tefillin bag like a sefer Torah, but you have to spread it out inside the bag itself. So kamash malon, that you don't have to do that, and that is okay for Rebbe to do that. So the Gemara says, "Va'amar Rabbi Chanina, ani ra'isi es Rebbe shegihek upihek v'nesatish v'rak u'memashmesh b'vigdo avalohaya misatish." So he says, "I saw that Rebbe." So gihek means that he like yawned, and pihek means that he like coughed up phlegm. Nisatish is that he flatulated. Ruk means that he spit. But Mashmish Bigdo means that he was removing, like he was delousing his clothing. But he wasn't misatif. In other words, if his talis fell in the middle of davening, so he wouldn't go to pick up his talis because that would be a hefsik. Ucheshehu mefayik hayamaniach yado al santero. When he would yawn, so Rebbe would put his hand over his mouth out of kavod to not yawn in the base medrash. So we ask meisvei hamashmiya kolu betfilah so hareza miktane amana hamagbiya kolu betfilah so hareza minevie hashaker. The Braisa says that if a person he is mashmiya kolo, he tries to hear his own voice during davening, so he doesn't have a lot of emunah, because it shows that he doesn't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can hear him. And if he raises his voice too much, so then he's considered to be from the Nevi'e HaSheker. In other words, he makes it as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't hear him, and by the Nevi'e HaSheker, by the Ovdei HaBaal, the story with Eliyahu and Har HaKarmel and Sefer Melachim, the pasuk there says, Vayikru b'kol gadol. So if you go in too loud of a voice, it shows that you're one of the Nevi'e HaSheker. The Bryce says, Megahik u'mefayik ha'reiz ha'migaser. If a person yawns, if a person coughs up phlegm, that's considered to be a haughty person. And if a person flashes during davening, so that's considered to be a bad sign. Some say, no, that's a bad sign. It just means that you're a disgusting person. So if a person spits during davening, it's as if you spit in front of the king. So one could argue that, okay, when it comes to yawning, when it comes to coughing up phlegm, so you could say those things, you know, that it depends whether you're doing it just willingly or whether it just came out, you know, sometimes you can't control a yawn. So if you can't control a yawn, so okay, but that's okay. That's a seven bracha. But if you can control it, you yawn anyway, so maybe that's a bad thing. But ella misatish ha-misatish kasha. But how do you explain the fact that Rebbe flatulated, and yet this brisa sounds like it's a seven rau, or that you're a disgusting person for doing that? So the Gemara says, no, misatish ha-misatish nami lo kasha, kami lamala, kami lamala. There's a distinction between flatulation versus burping. Burping is considered a seven bracha, but the flatulate, that's a seven rau. To Amrav Zera, hamilsa ibala li beirav hamduna, v'takilali kikule talmudai. So he says that this was this statement that they made in the base medrash of Rav Hamnuna was as dear to me as all of my learning. But he said hamisatish b'tfilah so semin yafalo. He says that a person will literally means flatulate, but in this context we said that means to burp. If you burp during tefillah, that's a semin yafah. Keshem she'osem lo nachas ruach milamata, kach osem lo nachas ruach milamala. It's almost like a metaphor that just like there's nachas ruach milamata. In other words, that you've satisfied yourself by letting go of the air inside of your body, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also happy with you. The Gemara says, okay, but Ela Raka Rakashi, what about the spitting? Because the Bryce says that if you spit in front of, during tefillah, it's like you spit in front of the Melech. The Gemara says, no, Raka Raka Nami Lokashi, that's also not a problem. Efsher Kid Rav Yehuda, Dam Rav Yehuda, Hayomid, Bitfilah, Vinaz Dami Lo Rok, so then Mavlio Bitaliso. So let's say a person has to spit in the middle of Dami, so what should you do? So Rav Yehuda says, spit into your talis, into your cloak. Vim Talis Noahu, but let's say it's a nice talis that they don't want to spit into, so then Mavlio Ba'afar Kasuso, so spit inside of your pouch or whatever, or your handkerchief. and get rid of the spit that way. Rav Yehuda Havakai Achore de Rav Ashi, he was standing behind Rav Ashi. This Damin Loruk, he had to spit. Paskil Achore, so he turned away and he spit. Amar Lelo Sarah Lamar Lahad Rav Yehuda Mavliyo Bafarkasu. So don't you hold that you're allowed to spit into your handkerchief? Why do you have to turn around? Amar Le Ana Anina. He says Ana Anina Daiti. He says I'm a person who's very like finicky. I'm like an istinus. I can't bring myself to spit into my handkerchief. It's too disgusting. So I have to turn around and spit away. Hamashmiya Kol Mitzvos Arayz Mikadosh. He said that if you try to make your voice be heard during Tila, so it means you have little emuna because it shows that you don't believe that a Kadosh Baruch Hu can hear your tefillah. That's assuming that you can have proper kavana when you're davening quietly. But you can't focus when you're davening quietly, so obviously you'll have to raise your voice. That's true when you're davening by yourself. If you're davening mitzibur with the minyan, you're not allowed to raise your voice too much because it's going to be distracting to the people around you. Rabbi Abba tried to evade Rabbi Yehuda because Rabbi Abba wanted to make Aliyah, he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbi Yehuda didn't want him to go. To Amar Rabbi Yehuda, kol olam yibavel Eretz Yisrael over ba'asei. Shemar bavela yuvu v'shama yehu adyom pakti osam ne'om Hashem. Rabbi Yehuda had a very strong shita. He said that it's usher for a person, or it's an isra, asei, for a person to go from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, because this is, again, the famous discussion in the Ksumis about not coming up to Eretz Yisrael too early. They were in Bavel, and only when a Kadosh Baruch Hu calls you to come to Eretz Yisrael, then you're allowed to go. But before then, you have to stay in Chutz La'aretz. So Rabbi Abba wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda didn't want to go, so Rabbi Abba tried to slip away and go. So what happened? Amar, he said, "Ezel ve'eshba minei milsa mi base va'ada v'hadar." I'm going to go to Rav Yehuda. I'm going to hear some. One last piece of Torah from him. And then I'm going to go to Eretz Yisrael. So Azal Ashkechei l'tana de katana kaved Rav Yehuda. He found there was a tana who was teaching a brayse in front of Rav Yehuda. He said, "Hayomi mitfila v'nisa atish." If you're in the middle of davening and you flatulate, so mamted anshe yichla aruach v'choser misbalos. Then wait till the flatulation is done and then go back to davening. So ikadamre hayomi mitfila ubikesh l'hisa atish. Let's say you're in the middle of davening and you have to flatulate, not that you already are doing it. So then marchek la'acharav dalad amos. So then go away, talamos, and then flatulate. Then wait till you finish and then come back and down. You should say the following. So this is like a play off of Asher Yatzer a little bit, right? You say, Akash Baruch, who created us with many orifices, many openings in our body. You know that in our lifetime we're ashamed, we're embarrassed, and in our death we're nothing more than worms and maggots. And after you say that, you should pick up from your tefillah where you left off. And he says about Rabbi Yehuda, if all I came was just to hear that one statement, it would have been enough. Let's say it's freezing cold outside, and you're in bed, and you really don't want to get. It's not even that they don't want to get. It's so unbearably cold. And again, remember in the top of the Gemara, the people weren't dressed, so it's impossible for you to get up and get dressed. It's freezing cold. So what you should do is you should wrap yourself in that cloak, in that talis, and say Kriya Shema underneath the talis. The Yeshua Rim Ali was something you should wrap it, you put it over your heart, and then say Shema. But Tanakama, Hare Libo Roa Esayerva. So I understand, but according to the Tanakama, who says to just cover yourself and not cover your leave, but isn't that a violation of Libo Roa Esayerva? If you're able to see your chest, so that's considered to be, if you're able to see your erva, so that's considered to be a problem. How can you say Kriyashma? So we said, no, because Sarva Libo Roa Esayerva Mutter, because the Tanakama holds that there's no issue of saying Kriyashma when you can see your erva. Amr Rav Huna, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Haymahalich Bimavos Hamitu Nafos. If you're going in a dirty alleyway, Baniach Yadu Apiv according to Kriyashma, put your hand over your mouth so you can't smell what's, you know, what's going on there, and say Kriyashma. Even if Rabbi Yochanan told that to me directly, I wouldn't listen to him. So the Ikadamri, another version is Amar Rabba Bar Barchan, Rabbi Yishuv and Levi, Hayimahalik Bimavos Hamitunafos Maniach Yadav Apiv Akori Kriyashma. So then Amar Lerachis, the Hayalukim, Amar Rabbi Yishuv and Levi, Bifumi Lot Satanali. According to this version, it was Rabbi Yishuv and Levi, not Rabbi Yochanan. But he says, either way, I'm not going to listen to him. So asks the Gemara, Amar Avuna, Achiva Amar Avuna, Tamar Chacham, Asher Lo Lamod Bim Komati Nofes, Lefishi, Ef Sher Lo Lamod, Bali, Hear Her Torah. A Tamar Chacham is not allowed to stand in a place which is dirty because it's impossible for a Tamar Chacham to not think about Torah. And then is that you're not allowed to think about Torah in a place which is dirty. So the Gemara says, "Lokashi akan, but ome kamah." It depends if you're stopping or if you're walking. In other words, you can't stop and hang around in a dirty alleyway. That you're not allowed to do. But if I'm just passing through, so that's okay. Asks the Gemara, "Rabbi Yochanan, Hachi va'amar Rabba Bar Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan, b'chol makom mutar laharam b'divrei Torah, chutz mibeis tamerchat to mibeis akisa." You're always allowed to think about Torah, except in a bathroom and in a bathhouse. V'chite ma'achanami akan ome kamah. Maybe you'll tell me, "Oh, the same distinction is true here. That the chiluk is whether you're stopping or whether you're walking through." It is that really true? V'har Rabbi Avoh have a cause of Rabbi Yochanan. He followed Rabbi Yochanan. V'hava kakari kriyishma. Rabbi Yochanan was saying Shema. Ki matam mevos hametunafos ishtek. When he got to the dirty alleyways, he stopped saying kriyishma. Amar le Rabbi Yochanan lehichana hadar. So he says to Rabbi Yochanan, where should I go back to? So Amar he said, depends. Imshi is like a moras kula choser l'rosh. So if you waited long enough, you could have finished all of Shema. You have to start all over again. So don't you see that even when you're just walking through a dirty alleyway, you're also not allowed to say Shema? So the Gemara says, no. Hachika Amar le lididi lo svirali. I don't even hold this. I hold that you could say Shema even when you're stopping the dirty alleyway. But lididach, according to you, to svir lachaim sheis, like a moras kula choser l'rosh. But according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, you hold that you have to go start all over again. So where do I have to go back to? Tadik vasei de Rav Huda. Tadik vasei de Rav Chisa. Tadik vasei de Rav Huda. So that price is like Rafuda. When you're walking in the dirty alleyway, put your hand over your mouth and then say Shema. This price says no, that if you're walking in a dirty alleyway, then you can't say Shema. That if you're in the middle of saying Shema and you're walking in a dirty alleyway, then you have to stop saying it. What if you didn't stop? What if you said the whole Shema when you walked through this alleyway? So what's the din? Amar Rav Misha, Bar Berei, the Rabbi Shimon Levi, Alav HaKasuv, Omer HaPasuk, and Yecheskel says about such a person, I gave him laws by which he cannot live. Rav Asi, Amar, Hoy Moshchei HaAvon B'chavei HaShav. It says in Yeshaya, woe to the people who are drawn by chet. It says in Parshas Shlach, Kidvar Hashem Baza. You've degraded the word of Hashem if you say Shema in a dirty alleyway. Via Pasak Maschar, what's your reward for not for stopping to say Shema? Am Rabbi Avav Allah Kasav Omer Uvadavar Hazet Tarichu Yamim. You get a Richos Yamim for that. Am Rav Huna. He said Taliso Chagur Alo Amasnav Mutter Likros Krishma. If your cloak is strapped around your waist, you're allowed to say Shema. Tanya Nami Hachi. He said Taliso Shel Beged Vishal or Vishal Sak Chagur Amasnav Mutter Likros Krishma. If your beged that's made of leather or sackcloth is on your waist, so you're allowed to say Shema. When it comes to Shemona Esrei, you actually have to cover yourself in a way that you're not able to see your erva. A person forgot and walked to the bathroom wearing tefillin. You should put your hand over your tefillin until you finish using the bathroom. So what do you mean? But you can't wear a tefillin when you're using the bathroom. So the Gemara says, I'm sorry, in other words, it means when the first flow of urine stops, then you should take your tefillin off and then continue using the bathroom. So he asks, the lift soak alter velika. Why not just stop whatever you're doing right now and take your tefillin off and then go back to the bathroom? No, he says you can't do that. If a person tries to hold back feces or urine, it can lead to all sorts of dangerous things. If you hold back feces, it'll lead to hadrokan, some sort of a disease where you choke. And when you hold back urine, so it's going to lead to yerakan, to jaundice. Inmar, soa al misaro o yado munachas bevesa kise. Let's say either a person has feces on his hand, on his flesh, or his hand is inside of a bathroom. So what's the din about, say, kriyashma by tefillin? Rafuna amar mutter likos kriyashma, Rav Chista amar asur likos kriyashma, smachokis. Amar Rav, my time in the Rafuna, why does Rafuna think that's mutter? Dichsiv, kol ha-neshama tahalalka. Paskas at Tehillim, that every neshama praises Hashem. So in other words, that includes, as Rashi says, the mouth and the nose, everything is included, but not the other lips. Rav Chista amar asur likos kriyashma. In other words, because since the mouth and the nose are outside of the bathroom, or the feces are not on the mouth and the nose, so that's okay. But Rav Chista amar, no, asur likos kriyashma, my time in Rav Chista, dichsiv, kol ha-tzmosai tomar na-Hashem yichol. All of your limbs are involved. So if any of your limbs are in a bathroom, or any of your limbs have feces on it, so automatically you're not allowed to say Shema. Itmar, Reach Rashi Yeshlo Iker. What if I smell a really bad smell, but it's not just a bad smell. The bad smell has a source. There's feces somewhere that the bad smell is emanating from. So what's the din? So Rafuna Amar Marchi Dal Ramos Vekori Kriyishma. Rav Chista Amar Marchi Dal Ramos Bimakom Shapasak HaReach Vekori Kriyishma. According to Rafuna, you just have to back away 4 amos from the actual feces. Whereas according to Rav Chista, you have to back away 4 amos from the place where the smell stops. And then you have to say Shema. Tanya Kvasid Rav Chista, Lo Yikra Adam Kriyishma, Lo Kenegat Tzoas Adam, Lo Kenegat Tzoas Klav, Lo Kenegat Tzoas Chazir, Lo Kenegat Tzoas Tarnagolim, Lo Kenegat Tzoas Ashba, Sherichara. You can't say Shema in front of the feces of people, of chickens, of dogs, of all these different things, or from the garbage, if it smells bad. If the area is 10 Tfachim above or below where you are, then you can go to the side and say Shema. If not, then you should back away based on what you can see. In other words, you should back away far enough that you're no longer able to see where the feces is. The same thing is true when it comes to Shemona Esrei. Again, that you should back away 4 amos from where the smell stops and then say Shema.
So Amar Rava, leis hilchsa ki hamas nisa. We don't pass it like this brisa. Ela ki hadas Amar Rava, like the following brisa. Lo yikra adin kriyash malok, and I get to asada malok, and I get to as chazir malok, and I get to as klavim. That's only true bisman shenasad oros lesochan. In other words, that we don't allow you to recite all of these things. In other words, to say shema in front of these types of different feces, that's only true when there's no there's no hide. In other words, we need to say that when it comes to the hides of these different animals, when they defecate, so the hides make it smell even worse. Again, it's obviously not talking about human feces, but certainly the animals that have hides on them, so those animals, you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema Dafka when the hides are next to the feces. But if it's just the feces without the hides, then it'll be mutter. What about if it's a bad smell, but there's no source? I mean, let's say there was feces here, you know, a day ago, and now the feces is gone, but the smell is still there. So Amar Lahu, Asu Chazu Hane Tzife Deve Rav, Tahane Ganu Vahane Garse. He says, look at the gardeners in the house of Rav. So the gardeners in the house of Rav, they used to plant, and they used fertilizer, let's say, and it's probably smelled pretty bad, but they would learn Torah as they were planting. Vahane Vile Bedivre Torah, Aval the Kriyashma. It's really true for learning Torah. When it comes to Kriyashma, then it would still be a problem. That's only true. Even Divrei Torah is only going to be mutter if it's somebody else. But if it's your own Divrei Torah, in other words, it's only going to be mutter if somebody else flagellated. But if it's you yourself who did it, so then it said it'll be okay. In Marzoa Uveris, what if I have literally passing feces? In other words, that means that, let's say a person is carrying, you know, let's say he's walking his dog, and his dog has to defecate, and then he uses one of those, like, you know, the scoopers to, you know, to get rid of the feces. So what? So we're saying, "Bayamar mutter likras kriyas shema, Rava amar asher likras kriyas." We need to say it's feces, which is going to be removed in a couple of minutes. Can you say kriyas shema? That's machlokes. Amar abayim enam. You know, how do I know that it's mutter? Tisnan hatame ometacha seilan vahatar over tame. So then he becomes tame. So in other words, the following situation. Let's say a person who's tame is standing underneath a tree, and a person who's tar walks by the tree, so the tar person now becomes tame. What if you have the opposite case? Tar omitakas, you have a tame over, so then tar. If a tar guy is under a tree and a tame guy walks by, then the tame guy becomes tar. If you have amad, tame. But if he stopped, so then the tar guy becomes, the guy just didn't keep on walking, you stop, then he becomes tame. Same thing is true for the stone of Tsaras. What is that referring to? So the din is that when it comes to tsaras, so we know that there's tsaras not only on a beggar, not only on people, but also on a bias, also on the house. So same thing would be true here. If a person becomes tame by walking by the house, so he can transfer the tumah to somebody else if he's standing underneath the tree. The Rava Amar Lecha, why does Rava think that it's aser? Hasam b'kfi usatal yamos nichsev b'adad yeshev michutz la'machane moshavo. Says the reason why we assume that the mitzora in those cases, right, is that has to he becomes tame is because the din is that a mitzora has to be outside. Out of the machane, he has to be sitting alone outside the machane. But hacham v'haya machanecha kadosh amarachman v'haleika. The din here is that in order to daven, you have to have machanecha kadosh. So here, when there's feces around, so that's not called machanecha kadosh. Therefore, Rava says that's going to be usher to say kriyas shema. Amra papa pi chazir ketzoa overes. The mouth of a pig has the status of tzoa overes. Therefore, it's subject to the same machlokas of Ayin Rava whether you're allowed to say kriyas shema. So the Gemara says pshita lo tzricha af agav de solik vidar. The chiddush is that even if the pig just came out of the river and it cleaned its snout off, it's still considered to be like tzoa overes. Amra Yehuda sufik tzoa asura. Suffik miraglaim mutar. So if I'm not sure if something is really feces, then I'm not allowed to say kriyas shema be suffik. But if it's suffik, if it's urine, then it's mutar. So the Gemara says ika d'amrei amar Rabbi Yehuda suffik tzoa bevayis mutaris ba'ash ba'asura. So this version, if it's suffik tzoa inside of the house, it's mutar to say shema. But if it's outside, if it's in the garbage, it's asur. Suffik miraglaim afilu ba'asura mutar. But suffik urine, even in the garbage, is mutar to say shema. Suffer lucky had the Rav Hamnuna d'amar Rav Hamnuna lo asur Torah ela kineged amud bevad. The Torah only asurs it when it's specifically in front of the actual feces or the actual urine. The Gemara says, "Uche de Rabbi Yonasan." The Rabbi Yonasan Rami. Ksevet pasuk says, "V'yat yalacha michutz amachad aviyat tasa shavachutz." On the one hand, the pasuk says you have to use a shovel to, in other words, to take out all the feces from the machad. Ksevet yasei tiyalacha v'chisisa es tzayasecha. Another pasuk in Kisei says that you cover the feces. So it sounds like a stira. Do you take the feces out of the machad, or do you cover it? Gemara says, "Hakeitzad kabigedolim kabigtanim." It depends whether you're talking about feces or urine. So the Gemara says, "Almaktanim lo aser Torah el kenegan amul mavad." So don't you see that the Torah only forbade the totally forbidden urine when you're directly in front of it, hanafola arashari, but implying that once the urine falls to the ground, it'll be mutter to say Kriya Shema in front of it. The Rabbanan hu degazru, but the Rabbanan ben Gzira to not say Kriya Shema even in front of that. They only were gozer if it's vada urine, but if it's suffic urine, so then the word goes, we could say Shema. Ubivadan arkam, what's called vadai? Amrav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, kozman shemat pichen. Chanamar Rabba Barbar, Chanamar Rabbi Yochanan, kozman shemat pichen. Chanamar Ula, kozman shemat pichen. In other words, as long as it's the urine is moist enough that it can make something else wet, so that's called vada urine. Anything short of that is called suffic. The word says, Geniva Mishmei de Rav Amar, kozman sherishuma nikar. It's not about whether it can make something wet, but it's about whether it's recognizable as being urine. Rav Yosef, Sharle Mari Le Geniva. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should forgive Geniva for saying such a thing. Hash Tetzoa, Rav Yehuda Bar Rav, Kevin Shekarbu Paneha Mutter, Beraglai Mibaya. The din is, if Tzoa, feces, starts to harden, starts to crust over, then it's Mutter to say Shema, because it's losing the status of feces, losing the smell. So Kalvachomer, if urine starts to, you know, lose the status of urine for sure, it should be Mutter to say Kriya Shema. So what's Geniva saying? Just because it's Rishuma Nikar, because I can tell what it is, so then for sure it should be Mutter to say Shema. Amrali Abai, my chazes to Samach Taha. Smocha, why are you relying on that previous price? Rely on the following price. The Amar Abba Baravuna Amarav, Tsoa Afilu Kecheres Asura. That feces, even if it's hard like clay, it's still also to say Shema. The Hechi Dami Tokeres, what's the case of hard like clay? Amar Abba Rachanam Rav Yochanan, Kozman Shezorka, Ve'ena Nefreches. If a person were to pick up this hardened feces and throw it and it wouldn't shatter, meaning it's hardened a lot, so then that's called hard like clay, but it's still Asur. Vika Dare, Kozman Shegola, Ve'ena Nefreches. Or if you roll the feces and it doesn't crumble, that's also called hard like clay. Amr Rav Yehuda, Hava Kaim Mekamei de Rav Yehuda Midifti, Chazat Tzoa, he saw feces, Amr Li, Ayin Ki Karmu Paneha Yilo, I want you to inspect to see if the feces is hardened or not. So Iga Da'amrei Hachi Amr Lei Ayin, I Miflaya Fluye. So in other words, according to this version of the Gemara, it wasn't that he was asking him to see whether it actually hardened, but he wanted to see if there were cracks in the feces to see that it had dried up, it would now be mutter. So my Havila, what's the maskar about this? In other words, if you have dried up feces or urine, is it mutter say Shema? So Itmar, Tzoa Kecheres, so it's machlokes what the din is. Amar Rava Hilchsa Tzoa Kecheres Asura Miraglayim Kol Ma Shabbat Pichin. So if you have feces that's hardened, it's still asur to say Shema. But if you have urine, if it's still making something else wet, then it's also going to be asur to say Shema in front of that. Beisvei Miraglayim Kol Ma Shabbat Pichin Asurin Nivlu O Yavshimu Tari. So the price says if the urine can make something else wet, then it's asur to say Shema in front of it. But if the urine has been swallowed up by the ground or it's dried up, then it's mutter. So by Lav Nivlu Dumi Yavshu by Yavshu Dim. So the Gemara says the implication is that we're comparing the case where the urine gets swallowed up in the ground to a case where the urine hardens. Just like when it hardens, it means that you can no longer tell that it's urine. So too, when it gets swallowed up, you can no longer tell that it's urine. But implying that if I can tell that it's urine, it's going to be usher even if it doesn't make something else wet. So that's against what we said before. Because before we said that the only criteria is that the urine makes something else wet, that's when it's usher to say Kriya Shema. Now we're saying that even if you can't tell the difference, but it's something which. But it's, I'm sorry, even if it doesn't make something else wet, but you can tell that it's urine, so it's still be asur. So we're saying, one second, v'let ha'mech, according to you, imarisha, kol zman shebat pichin hu da'asur, harishuma nikar shari. But you just told me also that only when it makes something else wet is it going to be asur. Mashma, then if it's rishuma nikar, I can tell that it's urine, it's going to be mutter. So the Gemara says, you're right, elevi ha'le leg alamishma bina. You can't infer anything from the braisa, because the braisa has contradictory inferences. So the Gemara says, leba ketanai, let's say it's like the following machlokas tanai. Klisha nishmichu menu miraglaim, asur nikras kriyash makimeg. No, let's say I have like one of those like chamber pots, like a toilet bowl, but so let's say somebody urinated in it, but you cleared out the toilet bowl, but now it's just a kli, but it had urine in it before. So the din is you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema in front of that kli. Actual urine, so you're only allowed to say Kriya Shema if it got swallowed up by the ground. He says no, as long as it's moist, then it's usher to say Shema. So we're asked, my nivlu, my lo nivlu, dekamer. What does nivlu mean, right? Dekamer tanakama. So ilim a nivlu de mat pichin, lo nivlu de mat pichin. If you're telling me that it means whether it's able to make something else wet, v'asur rabbi yotzele meber kozman shemat pichin hu da'asur harishuma nikar share haim tanakama. So then, if that was true, in other words, that we're saying that as long as it makes something else wet, it's usher, implying that if you could tell that it's urine, but it can't make something else wet, it's mutter. That's exactly what the Tanakhama says. So what's Rabbi Yossi adding here? El nivlu means the ein rishuma nikar. Lo nivlu means the rishuma nikar. So in other words, nivlu doesn't mean how wet it is, but rather it means whether you can tell that it's urine. The usher Rabbi Yossi lemimra that calls by Shabbat Pichadu, the usher harishuma nikar shara. Comes Rabbi Yossi says no, and it depends on whether you can tell that it's urine or not. So everyone says lo. The chule alma calls by Shabbat Pichadu, the usher harishuma nikar shara. Everybody agrees that it depends on how wet it is and not about whether you can tell that it's urine. The difference is whether it's something which is so wet that if it touches something else, it'll make the other thing moist also. That's an even higher level than just making something else wet stop. just do a drop worship. Misha said, Yaron Latolim Yachol Alos. He said, let's say a guy's in the mikvah. So he said, if you can get out of the mikvah in time to say Kriya Shema for Nitzachama, then you should do it. But otherwise, cover yourself in the waters and say Shema. So the Gemara says, Lema Tanastama Kerab Eliezer, Dabra Ad Hanitzachama. This price seems to be like Rabbi Eliezer. The latest time to say Shema is Nitzachama. Otherwise, why does he tell you to run out of the mikvah for it? You have until the third hour in the day, according to Rabbi Yeshua. So the Gemara says, no, I feel Tabra Rabbi Yeshua. Fidila Kivasik, Dabra Rabbi Yochanan Vasikan, you go over Nosa Benitzachama. This is like the chief of the Vasikan that you're supposed to say Shema Dafka by Nitzachama. So this guy was makar to get up before Vasikan to say Kriya Shema. But Stam, regular person, wouldn't be makar. Just do a little more. The Mishnah says, Vimlav Yiskasim by Vikr. He said that if you can't get out in time, cover yourself in the water and then say Shema. So the Gemara asks, how can you say Shema when you're in the water? You're not dressed. You can see your erva. I'm Rabbi Elazar, V'yitim Rabbi Acha, Baracha, Mishram Rabbeinu, V'mayim Achurin Shanu, T'damu Ka'ara Smichta Shalom Yer Limor Eva. So the water is so dirty, it's like dirt, that it's so murky that you can't see your erva inside of that water. Okay, stop here.